This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and this week we're going to talk about whether or not you should leave your puppy confined when you go out. The short answer is yes, you need to leave your puppy confined. I often hear from people who adore their puppies and feel really badly about leaving them crated or penned in their absence. They're worried that the puppy is going to be bored or restless or feel unhappy in that state. And the bottom line is, yeah, they might be a little bored, and it might not be what they would want to do. But remember, what they want to do is chew your carpet, eat the electrical cord and possibly get hurt, swallow things that could harm them. They are young, and they just have not yet developed enough to be left home safely. If you confine them in a reasonable and loving way, meaning if you leave them crated, somebody is going to come back and take them out and interact with them at a regular basis so they're not left so long that they're forced to go to the bathroom in the crate. If you leave them penned for long hours, you get up a little earlier. You spend a little extra time training, interacting, playing. You make it your business to be home in the evening so that the puppy has your companionship, which is what he needs. Long isolation during the day is just a part of life for the modern dog, and many, many dogs adapt to it very well if it's done reasonably and responsibly. But for young puppies, and I would say these are dogs under a year, and if you've got one of the notorious chewing breeds, which would be a lot of retrievers, and some of the Nordic breeds like Huskies, it may be longer than a year. You're going to let your puppy set the pace. When your dog is home alone with you and isn't constantly getting into things, picking things up, when the housebreaking has been good for a couple of months, then you will start leaving the puppy loose for short periods of time, and you will gradually work up from there. But until that point, it is your responsibility to crate your puppy or confine your puppy safely in a room with a gate or in an exercise pen when you leave them alone. It is not about your puppy having the most fun ever. It is about what is safe. It's just like a car seat in a car. Yeah, maybe your toddler would rather be crawling back and forth across the back seat, but you know as a parent that that is not a risk that is reasonable. And because you love your child, you put them in the car seat, even when they're kicking and screaming at first, because you know what? It's not an option. And it's exactly the same thing with a puppy. You will crate train them or confine them safely because it's not an option. All right, so I hope that answers the question. I also want to do a quick shout out to the people who hate this stage, who don't like to confine their dogs this way, because I love people who love their dogs. And I am confident that when you get through this phase with your puppy, your dog's going to have a great life with you. You're going to devote yourself to making sure that your puppy and then dog has a wonderful time living with you. And that is to be admired. This is a short-term, necessary phase to get long-term good results. So think about it that way, and it makes it a little easier. But the answer is absolutely yes. Your puppy needs to be confined for their own safety and well-being. If you have individual questions or would like to know how to do this for your particular circumstance, then come to mysmartpuppy.com and ask us at our forums. That's what we're there for. Until then, go out and have a great time with your dog.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.